I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. is watching the evolving situation on the Korean Peninsula. That's a word from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today following the death of North Korea's Kim Jong-il. North Korean media say the reclusive leader died on Saturday. Clinton today called for a peaceful and stable transition in North Korea. U.S. officials say they will likely delay the resumption of talks with the North on nuclear disarmament. It was long rumored that Kim Jong-il was ailing, but his death still came as a surprise to many in South Korea. Jason Strother reports from Seoul.
It was just the start of lunch hour here when South Korean local news was interrupted by a special broadcast from North Korea.
우리 당과 우리 인민의 위대한 용도자이신 김종일 동지께서.
A very emotional anchorwoman wearing a traditional Korean black funeral gown announced that Kim Jong-il had died this past Saturday from a heart attack. She said the dear leader was exhausted from all the guidance he had given to make North Korea a great nation. The South Korean government went into immediate crisis mode. Choi Bo-sun is spokesman for the Ministry of Unification. It's the government body that deals with all North Korean matters. Speaking live on a nationally televised address, Choi says Seoul is following established protocol. Choi says the way the Seoul government is coping with the death of Kim Jong-il is according to long-standing plans. Now a special commission has been created to monitor all developments in the North. That might include whether or not the firing of a short-range missile off North Korea's east coast today was connected to Kim's death. So far, government sources have told local media that the two are not related. President Lee Myung-bak has urged South Koreans to remain calm and go about their normal lives. And judging by reactions here in Seoul, it seems many South Koreans are doing just that. I was greeted with laughs, or I don't care, by many people I spoke to out on the street. But 25-year-old Yoo Mi-hun says people here should care. Yoo says she was in the office when she heard the news. She says at first she didn't think it was a big deal, but after she spoke to her friends in the military, she realized that this is really important. Mr. Song was reading newspapers posted on a billboard outside the Seoul Press Center. He's 56. He seemed more concerned about how the North Korean leader's death might hurt the economy. Everything in the market is going to change, Song says. All sectors are going to be affected by his death. Song was right. South Korea's KOSPI index took a 3.2% hit as news of uncertainty on the Korean Peninsula reached investors abroad. But the uncertainty is raising hopes for some here in South Korea, namely the 22,000-strong community of North Korean defectors. Kim Hong-kwang is president of North Korea Intellectual Solidarity, an organization made up of former North Korean elites. But he says he's telling constituents not to get too excited. Kim says North Korea, under a new leader, can go one of two ways. It can become open to the international community and engage, or it could become an even more militarized state and even more dangerous than before. But he says now's the time to reach out to North Koreans and counter the regime's propaganda that's painted Kim Jong-il as a hero. He says even though many difficulties lie ahead, the day when he and other defectors can finally return to their hometowns suddenly seems closer. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.